Hi, this is Rabbi Jim Egolf. Thank you so much for tuning in to my podcast this week. Well, we are getting very, very close to the end of the year 5767 by Jewish counting. And one of the sounds that always is associated with that new year is the sound of the shofar. So to start off this show, I'd like to do some of those shofar calls and sounds for you. Please be reminded that you can't just listen to the shofar here. You actually do need to be in a synagogue service. But just to set the mood for the rest of the podcast, let's start off with hearing the shofar being sounded. Tikiyah. Shivrim truah. Tikiyah. During the podcast this week, we'll have a joke. We will take a look at things that have happened in the press lately in Israel and as well as in Jewish history. We're also going to do some learning about Rosh Hashanah and some of the symbols that we find during this special and unique holiday. I appreciate that you are with me at this time and that you take the time to listen. And this week, you know, I'm kind of curious. I find that there are a lot of people who are listening or downloading or streaming or whatever way you listen to this podcast, but I don't ever really hear anything back from you. And I would really love to know who you are and where you're listening. So if you could drop me an email at RAV, that's Robot Alpha Victor, JIM, Jamaica, Indigo, Manchuria, for lack of a better word, at AOL.com. I'd like to hear from you and know who you are. Please sit back and enjoy. So trying to find your funny bone this week comes the following story. O'Brien kept nudging Cohen to let him play at the Jewish country club. Cohen told him that only Jews could play golf there. O'Brien grunts and Cohen finally gave in but warned him that if anyone asked him, his name was Goldberg. If asked what his occupation was, he was a manufacturer. O'Brien asked what kind of manufacturer he should be, and Cohen told him, "Well, tell him you make taluses." Sure enough, after playing 18 holes, he was approached by one of the members who says that he hadn't seen him here before and asked his name. He replies, "My name is Goldberg." "What do you do for a living, Mr. Goldberg?" O'Brien replies, "I'm a manufacturer. I make taluses." "You know, I always wanted to know what the Hebrew letters on the neck of the talus meant. Can you tell me?" O'Brien said, "To tell you the truth, I only make the sleeves." So in Reform Jewish News this week, there was a wonderful article appearing about the release of the new Reform prayer book, Mishkan Tefillah. Mishkan Tefillah was undertaken some years ago to replace the Gates of Prayer as the prayer book for the Reform movement. Mishkan Tefillah is an interesting prayer book because it deviates from the notion of a set of prayers that are on a page, but rather gives the reader or the prayer four different options regarding what they might pray from. It gives them the traditional option, a translation, and then it offers some poetic interpretations of the prayers or the passages that are found in the prayer book. You can actually find a link to this particular article on this website, and you can also even find a link that would take you to a sample page of it if you'd like to take a peek into the future of the Reform Prayer Book. Again, that's found in the show notes from September 6th. In addition, this week we found Israel happened to have had a slight incident with Syria regarding either a drone or an aircraft that strayed into space and was accused of dropping some munitions on no target for some reason. Not really sure how, why that might have happened. But still, at the same time, it was interesting to watch the reaction. The Arab League came out and roundly condemned Israel. Surprise. But more troubling was the fact that as missiles continued to fall in Sderot, and children continued to sleep in bunkers at night, and the residents of that southern Israeli town only have 20 seconds when the alarms are sounded to try to hide from these incoming mortars from the Gaza Strip, didn't hear anything from the Arab League on that account. And finally, Rabbi Eric Yaffe, the leader of the Reform Movement, spoke to a national Islamic group this past week. In his remarks, he condemned Islamophobia, and he sought to try to work with those Islamic groups who condemn terror and try to work for a political solution and a peaceful solution. We can only applaud such efforts, regardless of what some of the other Jewish press might say. Simply, to quote the late Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, Zichrono Livracha, one does not make peace with one's friends. It'd be good if all those who decided to condemn Rabbi Yaffe would maybe remember that particular comment. Again, that's the Jewish news for this week. So the high holidays are quickly coming upon us, and we are getting ready for them. I wanted to talk a little bit about two issues with regards to the high holidays. The first one has to do with the shofar, which you heard on this show earlier. That shofar can't be heard through this podcast. That just doesn't count. Sorry. Not only cannot be heard through this podcast, but this isn't the first time that the Jewish community has had to address the notion of the sound of the shofar being amplified in such a manner that one could be outside of the synagogue and actually hear the shofar. There were ancient techniques, such as getting huge earthen jars and possibly speaking into or blowing into one of these earthen jars, and the echo from the jar would then ring out beyond the walls of the synagogue and into the community. And the thought was, well, you know, if we can do this, then we can actually make sure that everybody fulfills the mitzvah of hearing the shofar. Except that the rabbis didn't like this for the following reason. It really impacted upon a sense of community. You did not look around and see others who were listening to the shofar with you. And so what we might think of as just being a modern dilemma of listening to a shofar on a podcast or listening to it over the radio, though if that's the only way that you can actually hear this, and I do mean because you can't get to a synagogue physically or into a Jewish community physically because of ailment or infirmment, trust me, God will understand. But beyond that, if you're trying to fulfill it by just listening on a podcast or what have you, and you have the ability to be there, then it, you know, it's between you and God, but I wouldn't want to be taking chances with that one. My advice to you as a rabbi. The upshot from all this is, look, be in a community, be in a synagogue, be a part of your community during the high holidays. The second piece, though, is not just trying to connect with our synagogue on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because this time of the year, believe it or not, a lot of things change in the synagogue. There are a lot of things that will not be the same during Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And in fact, if you went back to your synagogue at any other time during the year, many of the melodies and many of the passages that we read during this time of the year are nowhere to be found. They are not regular passages. They're special passages only for the high holidays. So my invitation to you is to reconnect with your synagogue during the year so that when you get to the high holidays, you have some context of what is normal or regular, and indeed, what is different during the high holidays that make them special and sacred and elevate our sense of consciousness regarding God. I wish you a Shana Tova Umetuka, a wonderful Rosh Hashanah, and may it be a very, very sweet year for you and your family. Shalom. You hear on this podcast is from magnatunes.com and the groups Yaleh and Panacea. Please go out there and check out their website. They have some wonderful tunes, and if you can download and purchase a copy for yourself from magnatunes.com.